We turn now to journalist Thanasi Kambanis in Beirut. He's a fellow at the Century Foundation and author of A Privilege to Die, Inside Hezbollah's Legions and Their Endless War Against Israel. Thanasi, there are talks about fears of a regional war around Syria. How deep are those fears?
We're at a bit of a dangerous point because every major power in the region is involved in to some degree or another in the Syrian conflict, and it's becoming more and more deeply viewed through a sectarian lens, and it's also becoming viewed as a winner-takes-all conflict in which there really doesn't seem to be a lot of room for a consociational sort of agreed settlement. All of those things spell danger for the regional context, and when we look at flashpoints, we're talking about Israel, we're talking Lebanon, we're talking Iraq, Turkey and Jordan and Iran. All of these states could get dragged much more directly into the conflict than they are today.
We're reading reports that Shiite fighters from many of those neighboring countries that you mentioned are flowing into Syria to support the regime, but also to protect fellow Shiites and holy sites. And among the Syrian rebels, religious extremists called Takfirs, who consider Shiites to be infidels, so a mix there of people flowing into Syria. But how is all of this playing out in Lebanon, where you are?
The most powerful force inside Lebanon is Hezbollah, a Shia religious movement that's viewed as defined as a terrorist group by the United States. Hezbollah dominates the political scene here. They are fighting quite voraciously on the side of the regime in Syria. And what has come to pass, just this weekend, Hezbollah went public with the involvement that we've long known it was engaged in, and that's really polarizing the sectarian tensions back here in Lebanon. We're one miscalculation away from rekindling the civil war inside Lebanon.
Thanasi, remind us who Hezbollah are and their particular importance, or why they're so particularly important in Lebanon.
Shia group that was originally founded with help from Iran, and it has really established itself for a couple of decades now as the most effective militia force in the region. It successfully kicked Israel out of Lebanon in 2000, and it did fairly well in a war with Israel in 2006. So they're a powerful military force. They're also a powerful ideological force in galvanizing opposition to U.S. interests and to Israel. There was a time before the Arab uprisings, before the Arab Spring, when Hezbollah really was one of the most dynamic political forces in the region, and it attracted Sunnis and Shiites and Christians and secular people. Those days are gone. Hezbollah has very much placed itself in the camp of sectarian Shiites and of Iran, and it's really lost any affection that it once commanded on the Sunni street. It's also lost a lot of its luster as a sort of harbinger of revolution and radicalism, because today it's squarely on the side of a reactionary regime in Syria that's been killing its own Muslim Arab citizens at quite an alarming rate for a lot of years.
Thanasi, Lebanon itself has been through so much internal conflict and war. I wonder, with Sunni fighters going into Syria to fight against the regime there, it means that they might also be fighting against Hezbollah soldiers. And when all of these people come back home to Lebanon, do they leave the war behind them in Syria, or could they import the conflict into Lebanon?
Well, that's everybody's hope, that what happens in Syria stays in Syria. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, on Saturday said this quite explicitly. He said, let us fight over there. He said, you know, we're fighting on the side of the regime, and we are going to stay with them till the end. And you who are on the other side are welcome to go over there and fight, but don't bring it back here. And I'll tell you, it's a fragile and delicate kind of combustible balance, but it actually is possible. And the reason why it's possible that it stays out of Lebanon is because Hezbollah is so much stronger than all its other challengers inside Lebanon. So the Sunni fighters who are crossing the border, they're fighting Hezbollah over there. When they come home, one of the reasons why they won't fight here is because they know they can't win. They're so outgunned and so outnumbered that it would be essentially a doomed sort of suicidal quest to take them on. And I think that's, unfortunately, the best guarantee we have of stability here in Beirut, in Lebanon, where I live.
Well, that's Thanasi Kambanis. He's a journalist and fellow at the Century Foundation and author of A Privilege to Die, Inside Hezbollah's Legions and Their Endless War Against Israel. Speaking to us today from Beirut. Thanasi, thanks so much.
Great to talk to you, Magna.